الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected brothers, elders and friends, in the last session we discussed the last minor sign of the day of Qiyamah, which was the arrival of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. In tonight's session we will try to discuss, with the help and mercy of Allah, the first major sign of Qiyamah that will become manifest, which is undoubtedly the most intense and severe fitna to befall the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is the emergence of a very great deceiver, a very influential imposter who will claim divinity, who will try to convince his followers that he is, ma'adallah, the supreme divine creator of the universe. And he is none other than Al-Masih, Al-Dajjal, commonly known as the Antichrist. If one has to linguistically analyze this word Dajjal, open up the root letters, which is Dal, Jim, Lam, one will then appreciate the value and the vastness of the meaning, which is a superlative and the intense form of Dajjal, which means he will be a great deceiver. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have mentioned in one narration that every prophet of Allah warned his people against the evil plans of Dajjal. I too warn you against the fitna of Dajjal. Fatima binti Qais radiallahu anha reports, one day I heard the caller of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam announcing, As-salatu jami'a, as-salatu jami'a, come towards the masjid, come towards salah. I realized there was some very important message that the Messenger of Allah wanted to convey and deliver to his Sahaba radiallahu anhum. I immediately proceeded to the masjid, performed Dhuhr Salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Upon completing his Salah, he immediately ascended the pulpit and he announced to the congregation, لِيَجْلِسْ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مُصَلَّى. Everyone should remain seated. No one should move. He then looked at his beloved companions, radiallahu anhum, and he began to smile. What an amazing, awesome sight. The Nabi of Allah, we can't even imagine the radiance, the brilliance on his Mubarak face. Can we ever imagine the nur that would emanate from his Mubarak mouth when he would smile? He then said to the congregation, there is a man present amongst us by the name of Tamim al-Dari. He had arrived shortly in Medina. He had previously subscribed to the core beliefs, the fundamental doctrines of Christianity. He was a practicing Christian. He had come to Medina Munawwara, declared the Shahada, embraced Islam, pledged allegiance, and then he narrated to me his own personal experience. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam now starts to narrate the incident or the story of Tamim al-Dari. There were a group of 30 men from the Lakhm and Judham tribe. They were once traveling by sea, and they got caught in a very severe storm, surrounded by waves from all sides that very strongly shook the boat. They were storm-tossed to the extent that they lost their way on sea. Unlike today, where we have very efficient advanced navigation programs on board, where we can very easily communicate and radio the tower, inform them of our condition. We all are well aware of the huge strides taken by our modern day scientists and developers in trying to improve something known as artificial intelligence and so on. Those days the travels were very, very challenging, very risky, cumbersome, very tedious. So for 1 month they were stranded on sea. فَلَعِبَ بِهِمُ الْمَوْجُ شَهْرًا. Eventually they got pushed towards a very strange island. Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu states, we were forced to then disembark, jump onto small little boats that we carried along with us, and like this we sailed towards that island. When we entered this island, lo and behold, a huge, very scary, hairy beast confronted us. And we were extremely shocked to see this scary and hairy beast. It was actually a woman in the form of an animal. So we began to converse with this beast. Ma anti, what are you doing here? Who are you? And this beast then replied, Ana al-Jassasa. You want to know who I am? I am working here as a spy. انطلقوا إلى هذا الدير. Go towards this building, a monastery. There is a man who is intrigued by your arrival and eagerly waiting to ask you a few questions. So like this we proceeded. We entered this building There was a very huge, a very weighty, a very tall, a very weighty and huge man. We have not seen any person bigger in size before. He saw us coming and he asked us where we are coming from, what are we doing on this place, and we gave him the full details. He then asked us a few questions. The first question, tell me what is the condition in Baysan. Baysan is a place of a town. It's a name of a town in occupied Palestine known as Israel, which was actually in the Hebrew language Beit Shan, that translates as the place of worship. And after that it became part of the Arabic language Baysan. Tell me what is the condition of the palm trees in Baysan. Are they still bearing fruit? Are they still producing dates? And we replied in the affirmative. He then nodded his head. Yes, a time will come, you will see that these trees will no longer bear any fruit. He then said, tell me what is the condition of the Zughar spring, which is situated at the south of Lake Tabariya. Is there still water in that spring? And we replied in the affirmative. He then said, a time will come where the spring will stop producing any water. The next question posed to us, what is the water level of Lake Tabariya? Lake Tabariya extends from the borders of Jordan into occupied Palestine. And this lake is also commonly known as the Sea of Galilee, Tiberias Lake, which is the lowest freshwater lake in the entire world, approximately 210 meters below sea level. So what is the condition of this lake? So we replied that there's abundant water, at times it's even overflowing. He then said, soon a time will come, this lake will dry up completely. The next question posed to us, هَلْ خَرَجَ نَبِيُّ الْأُمِّيِّينَ. Tell me about the final prophet, the prophet of the unlettered nation, referring to the Arabs of Hijaz. Did he make himself manifest? Did he go out announcing that he is the final messenger of Allah? So we replied in the affirmative. He then said, how did his people react towards his message of Nubuwa? Did they accept him or did they reject him? So we replied that he was rejected. He was disowned by his family. He was kicked out of Makkah Mukarramah, had to migrate to Medina Munawwara. The next question, هَلْ قَاتَلَهُ الْعَرَبُ. Did they wage war with him? And we replied in the affirmative. What was the outcome? And we mentioned to him that Allah gave him victory and he gained dominance and power over the rest of his people. He then said to us, if only his people have to obey him, surely that will be better for them. Let me disclose the reality, who I am. I am Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal. Soon I will be given permission to leave this area. I will traverse the earth, travel the entire world. I will enter every region, every city, every town, spreading mischief, causing corruption. I will try to deceive and mislead the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will go to every city. However, when I will try to enter Medina Munawwara, I will advance towards the holy land, the holy city of Medina and Mecca. I will make an attempt to enter, but there will be angels who will be guarding Mecca and Medina. And they will drive me away from Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relating this to his sahaba radiallahu anhum, he took his stick and he struck his minbar 3 times. هذه طيبة, هذه طيبة, هذه طيبة. This is the blessed land of Medina. This is the holy city Medina. This is the noble town Medina. If we have to study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning Dajjal, there are many ahadith that have been reported regarding Dajjal. Many of his qualities have been discussed in the prophetic traditions. We will try to summarize a few miscellaneous points regarding Dajjal. Firstly, he will be a great deceiver who will lie and deceive people. He will be one-eyed. His right eye will be blind, which will be covered by a very thick piece of skin. There is some difference of opinion amongst the commentators of hadith, that which eye will be covered by this piece of skin. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimullah stated in his commentary known as Fathul Bari, it will be his right eye which will be blind, that will be covered by this thick, rough layer of skin that will cause his eye to protrude like a grape. On his forehead it will be written kafir. Every believer who has firm conviction, faith and belief will be able to read on his forehead kafir. He will have long hair, yet very curly hair. He will be stout. He will be very heavy, very very obese, yet he will be very short. And he will be red in complexion. He will be young in age. He will not be above the age of 40. He will live for a period of 40 days. He will remain on earth for 40 days, 40 nights. The duration of the first will be like that of a year. The duration of the second day will be equal to a month. And the duration of the third day will be equal to 1 week. Sahaba radiallahu anhu heard this. They became very concerned. Ya Rasulullah, tell us about our salah. How many salah should we perform on that day? Should we perform? Should we suffice on 5 salahs? Or should we work out and calculate the number of obligatory salahs that are performed in a period of a year and accordingly perform so many salahs? And the answer was yes indeed. This tells us that these ahadith are taken in the literal meaning, that literally one day will be equal to 1 year. So, from this hadith, some scholars and some jurists have deduced, if a person is living in a town where the salah time never sets in, like the town called Bulghar, a very lengthy academic discussion in the books of jurisprudence, a very great scholar of the Hanafi view, Al-Kamal ibn Humam, has held the opinion that such a person is obligatory upon him to cover up, to make one qadha salah. However, the vast majority of the fuqaha of the view, that it won't be obligatory upon him, yes, it is greatly encouraged, highly recommended, that he should perform one qadha salah. Nonetheless, Dajjal will remain for a period of 40 days, 40 nights. He will enter every city, every town. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the power to carry out certain magical, supernatural acts. He will come to a Bedouin and he will tell that person, if I have to bring your parents back to life, will you testify that I am the divine supreme creator of the universe? And this person will say, yes indeed, of course, I will accept you to be Allah, ma'adallah. He will then go to this person's parents in their graves. He will then address them, get up, wake up. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, shaitan will take the form of this person's mother and father and will then come to this person and command him to obey Dajjal, saying that he is your creator, he is your Lord, worship him, obey him, ma'adallah. Likewise, he will come to a person and he will then cause him to die. He will then bring him back to life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that he will have a very strong Jewish following. Approximately 70,000 Jews will follow him. Likewise, one narration appears in the Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah with a chain that is graded as Hassan, acceptable and suitable, that he will be followed and supported by a nation who will have round faces, chubby cheeks, flat noses, and they will support him and they will be part of his army. Many commentators of hadith, the likes of a very great genius and giant of Islam, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimullah, who is an expert in every science, every field. Very beautifully someone said regarding him, for those who understand the Arabic language, huwa faqihul mufassirin wa mufassirul muhaddithin. He's an expert in the science of tafsir, a master in the science of hadith. He's a real genius and giant in Islamic law, in jurisprudence, especially when it comes to history, Islamic history. So he and many other commentators have suggested that this description given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very aptly fits the Mongolian and Chinese nation who will follow Dajjal and support Dajjal. One narration appears in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah that Dajjal will be supported by Muslim women. He will very easily influence Muslim women. The narration comes in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah that a man will actually keep the woman folk locked indoors. He will fear that they will leave the home and they will also join the army of Dajjal. Scholars explain, women are naturally very weak and they are very emotional. Very easily they become overwhelmed. Therefore, Dajjal will find it very easy to deceive and mislead Muslim women. Regarding the fitan of Dajjal, many precautionary preventative measures have been given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Firstly, whoever recites, and one narration states, whoever memorizes the first 10, and according to another narration, the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Scholars of hadith try to reconcile between these two contradictory narrations, that whoever memorizes the first 10 and the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah will protect him against the fitna of Dajjal. One hadith has appeared, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that if any of you is confronted by Dajjal, then he should recite Surah Al-Kahf. When reading the commentary, we understand he should recite Surah Al-Kahf and then blow around himself. Surah Al-Kahf will protect him against the fitna of Dajjal. Likewise, daily we should make dua, seeking Allah's divine protection against the fitna of Dajjal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the most protected human being, the paragon of Allah's creation, the leader of humanity, he too would make dua, seeking protection against the fitna of Dajjal. Another very great message, that every one of us should make an effort on our iman. Constant effort needs to be made, to the extent that iman becomes embedded, entrenched in the deep recesses of our hearts. When a person has a strong iman, then he will not be able to be deceived and misguided by Dajjal. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advises his ummah, if any one of you has to hear about Dajjal, that Dajjal has appeared, don't think that your iman is of a very high degree and you are very brave and you will overcome the fitna of Dajjal. Rather, فَلْيَنْأَ عَنْ Move away from him. Don't go close. Why? There will be a person of my ummah and he would think himself to be very brave and he would think that his iman is of a very high level. Dajjal won't be able to influence him. And he will then confront Dajjal. Lo and behold, he too will be carried away by the fitna of Dajjal. Before we conclude, just one important point. We find many modernist orientalists, they try to raise objections and they try to criticize the Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and disprove the reality of Dajjal's existence. So they raise an objection saying, how is it possible that there are so many prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Dajjal? The different events have been recorded in the books of history and in the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So many qualities of his have been discussed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How can a believer ever be deceived and misled by Dajjal? My honorable Ustad Muhammad Suleiman Choksi, Damat Barakatuh, once in class mentioned, someone came to him with this objection. So he gave an amazing answer. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in numerous verses, Allah warns us of the deceiving nature of this world. Allah repeatedly reminds us, this world is a place of false hopes. It's nothing but amusement and play. Don't be carried away by the fancies, the luxuries and comforts of this world. Don't think that everything that glitters is gold. Don't be deceived by the temptations of this world. But then look at our condition. What is the extent of our attachment to the things of this world? Despite so many verses of Quran, so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are currently drowning in our love for the materials of this world. So why is it then far-fetched to believe that someone, even knowing that this person is Dajjal, will still be deceived by Dajjal? When a person's iman is very weak, when he's in desperation, when he's in pain, distress, agony, at that time his iman becomes very cheap. He will be prepared to become the slave of any person who's prepared to help him. So therefore, a constant effort has to be made upon iman. Daily we should invite towards Allah's oneness, His grandeur, His majesty. And that is why the effort of da'wah and tabligh is an amazing effort, where so many people have accepted the fold of Islam. It's a means of strengthening our iman. And likewise, another important point before we conclude, that we should not predict the occurrence of any event, that in year 2030 this will occur, or in 2040 that will happen. Leave it entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah alone knows best, when will Imam Mahdi appear, when will Dajjal emerge. Let us not try to discuss those things that we have absolutely no knowledge regarding. There were many scholars in the past who also predicted many things. Imam Tabari rahimullah, amazing, a great scholar of Islam, he predicted that the lifespan of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only 500 years. Imam Suyuti rahimullah, and he's another great scholar of Islam, he wrote an entire kitab titled Al-Kashf an Mujawazati al-Ummati al-Alf, in which he came to the conclusion that the lifespan of this Ummah is approximately 1300 years. That means the Ummah will never go beyond 1500 years. And Imam Suyuti rahimullah passed away in 911 years after the Hijrah, not the 911 propaganda, which 70 scientists and professors of America also claimed it's a propaganda and planned attack against the Twin Towers. So Imam Suyuti rahimahullah came in that time and he predicted that the world would have come to an end before the 14th century. Today we are currently in 1442. Allah alone knows best how long would it continue. Regarding Dajjal, the last point, there's numerous ahadith concerning Dajjal. Some ahadith suggest or implicitly suggest that Dajjal will be a jinn. Some ahadith explicitly state that he will be a human. Some scholars of hadith, the likes of my respected Ustad Mufti Radhaul Haq Hafidhahullah, may Allah bless him with long life and afiyah, he's of the opinion that Dajjal is semi-human, semi-jinn. He's partially human, partially jinn. He will enjoy the qualities and the power of a human. Likewise, he will have the qualities and the power of a jinn. And this can be supported by many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to protect us all against the fitna of Dajjal. And may Allah protect us against the fitna of Dajjal and the different fitna that will befall the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One narration has come where Sahaba radiallahu anhum were really taken aback hearing about Dajjal and they became extremely afraid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi could sense the fear. And then he said, I'm not fearing for you. I have a greater fear. And that is you should not be misled by the misleading scholars of deen. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give us ability to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. There's a card that is obstructing. ND7260. Durood and Salam, page number 125. Or page number 30 in some copies. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد
مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطي الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. الأولين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله تعالى says remember me and I will remember you. So we are going to take the Mubarak name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah remembers us in a gathering of the angels.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
We'll make a short dua now, inshallah. We had a long dua already. And we all have our individual duas to make. It's a Mubarak night also. Don't forget at least 2 rakat, tahajjud salat, we should read. And then we can rest and try and wake up early again for Sehri and engage in dua also again. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. La nuhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mubarak wa sallim. Ya Allah, make us from the dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this large crowd, my Allah. These brothers have sat so patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have not gone home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are going to go to school tomorrow, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people working whole day, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired, my Allah. But my Allah, they have sat here, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is impossible, but it is impossible that you let us go empty-handed, my Allah. Because you are Hayy and Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will not let us go empty-handed, my Allah. La taruddana khaibin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard the sounds of masoom children in this gathering, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah.
Ya Allah, people are saying Ameen to these du'as, my Allah. Mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is turning to you, my Allah. Forgive the Ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide the Ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the Ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the Ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are begging you again and again, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this dunya, my Allah, a dog is thrown away, he's chased away from one butcher to the other, my Allah. Ya Allah, and he's chased again to the third and fourth until finally he gets one bone that he just thrown to it, my Allah. But the dog gets happy, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Karim, ya Allah. In this dunya, my Allah, ya Allah, a beggar goes from one person to the other, my Allah. From one door to the other door. My Allah, the beggar does never give hope, my Allah. He never loses hope, my Allah. He extends his begging bowl, ya Allah. Allah, in front of the makhluk, my Allah. And some person feels pity and gives him something. Eh, Malik al-Kareem. Ya man khazainu rizqihi fi qawli kun. Humnun fa inna al-khayra indaka ajma'u. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u. Anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u. Ya man yurajja fi shada'id kulliha. Ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. Ya man khazainu rizqihi fi qawli kun. Humnun fa inna al-khayra indaka ajma'u. Ma li siwa faqri ilayka وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك إيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجع حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع ومن الذي أدعو أهتف باسمه إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام ومن به يتشفع Eh, Malik al-Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. You are the king of all kings, my Allah. نامت الملوك وقد أغلقوا أبوابهم ولم يبق إلا باب الحج الذي لم ينم. Ya Allah, the kings of the world have closed their doors. They all gone to sleep, my Allah. But my Allah, you are Hayy and Qayyum. Your door is never closed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never experience, Ya Allah, slumber or sleep, my Allah. You are all living. Ya Allah, you all hearing, my Allah. You all seeing, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Allah, have pity upon us now, my Allah. If you have not forgiven us, this entire Ramadan is yet, my Allah. Then tonight, my Allah. Tonight, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Nobody can compel you, my Allah. You do whatever you please, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You do whatever you wish, my Allah. Because you are Allah. You are Malik. Allahumma anta anta. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay. Wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayhi. Wa indahu mafatihu al-ghayb. La ya'lamuha illa hu. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Ya Allah, the sky is the earth, my Allah. The mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the insects, the birds, the animals. In jinnat, the angels, my Allah. Insan, my Allah. The reptiles, the creatures, my Allah. Every sand particle, my Allah, every atom in the air, my Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. You are the control of everything. Nothing can move, my Allah. Nothing can remain stationary but with your permission, my Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin. You are the master of the day of Qiyamah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, we have begged you. Allah, we are begging you again, my Allah, and we have come to beg you from you. Allah, only through your kindness you allowed us to come again, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we have extended this begging bowl in front of you. Fill it, my Allah. Fill it, my Allah. Fill it, my Allah. With your mercy, my Allah. With your rahmat, my Allah. Your karam, my Allah. Your jood, my Allah. Your generosity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many needs, my Allah. So many different needs, my Allah. Somebody is sick, my Allah. Somebody's got a financial problem, my Allah. Somebody has got some physical ailment, my Allah. Somebody has got some court case, my Allah. Somebody has got some social problem, my Allah. Somebody a domestic problem, my Allah. Some sister is at home, my Allah. She's divorced, my Allah. Some sister is in pain, my Allah. Because her husband has beaten her up, my Allah. Allah, some child is lost, my Allah. It has become yatim, my Allah. He's got no parents anymore, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, their people have got no food, my Allah. Their people got no shelter, my Allah. Allah, Allah, there are so many people who are makruz, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We have got bags full of hajat and needs, my Allah. And we are only turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, because you have said we should only turn to you. There is no person in the world who can see to our needs, who can fulfill our needs, but you, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Bariyat, Ya Hind al-Mishkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wa المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس نسألك جنة الفردوس نسألك جنة الفردوس يا الله give us حلال and طيب روزي my Allah make it come to us with ease my Allah without any difficulty make us spend it correctly my Allah يا الله fulfill all our حاجات and needs my Allah Allah grant us ليلة القدر my Allah and forgive us before Ramadan comes to an end my Allah the remaining days the tail end of Ramadan يا الله the tail end of everything is so good and the best, my Allah. Allah, make it be the best part of the month of Ramadan. Such that now, ya Allah, we make islah of ourselves, my Allah. Islah of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become blackened with sins, my Allah. With the barakah of Ramadan, with the barakah of Tawbah, of Tilawat of the Quran, of Istighfar, and Dhikr, my Allah, and Roza, my Allah. Cleanse and polish our hearts. Make it be shining again, and make us all al-muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us be muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us your mahbubeen, my Allah. Make us your muqarrabeen, my Allah. Make us your special servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your special servants, my Allah. Allah, grant us jannat, ya Allah. And in jannat, we will be enjoying the different bounties in jannat, my Allah. And you will suddenly remove that veil and that curtain, my Allah. And then the people in jannat will see you, my Allah. Grant all of us that opportunity, my Allah, where our gaze will be fixed at you, my Allah. My Allah, we will stay and stay and stay at you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive any one of us, or our parents, or grandparents, or wives, or our children, our grandchildren, or progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard about Dajjal in the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, this is our worry, my Allah. But my Allah, we are asking you tonight, answer our dua, my Allah. Protect every person who has raised his hands now. Every mother and sister also, my Allah. Protect all of us from the fitna of Dajjal. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.